What's up, bro? Well, first of all, Jabari Smith, NBA correspondent. What would you say to somebody going into their third year who hasn't really lived up to the expectation that has been set on him? What would you say?
How old are you?
21.
21. I've been in that situation. Everybody else in the world that's your age that's 21 is still probably in school trying to figure out what they want to do in life. And we come into the league at such a young age, and they want us to be perfect right away. And this is part of growing up. You're still growing up. I'm still growing up. And it's a process, right? Nothing was accomplished overnight. And I think you'll find a value in tough times, the ups and downs, just what life brings you. Damn, I sound like a real old person right now.
Welcome to the Self Podcast. It's your host, Discovery Day here, and we got another episode. So in this episode, I want to talk about self-improvement. I want to talk about setting expectations for yourself. At the start of this video, I showed a video of two NBA players having a discussion, Jabari Smith Jr. and Jason Tatum. And Jabari Smith Jr., who was a young NBA player on the Houston Rockets, he was asking Jason Tatum, what is it like, you know, having to live up to expectations other people set on you? And, you know, Jason Tatum, I would say, especially of recent NBA stars, like, has dealt with that really, really hard, right? Has been something that's been really difficult in his career. He's currently going through that in the NBA Finals, where he's looked at to be the best player on his team, but maybe his stats are not necessarily living up to it, or at least not living up to the expectations other people, fans, you know, media is setting for him. And I think Tatum's answer was, like, not only mature and, or like he said, sounding really old, but, like, it's true. The first thing he mentions is, you know, a lot of people that's Jabari's age who are 21, and I'll always speak for myself and people that are Jason Tatum's age. You know, we're all kind of in that thing of, like, yeah, we're all trying to still figure out what we want to do in life, right? Like, me doing this is me going through my process and my journey of trying to figure out what I want to do in my life. And I still don't entirely know, right? And for Jason Tatum and Jabari, they're already in their career, right? I won't say their life is set up, but their path is set up, right? They honestly just have to focus on basketball, but that's not as simple as, you know, I just said it. And it's inspiring to hear somebody like Jason Tatum, especially because he's someone my age, like, speaking like this, because, again, like, this is part of why I want to do this podcast. But it's also inspiring because it's like, yo, there's so much truth in that statement. I think we all deal with, you know, having to handle expectations or listen to other people's expectations or having to follow other people's expectations for us, right? Obviously, for NBA players, it's different, right? They have fans, they have media, they have their organizations, they have their coaches, they have their family members that all have these type of expectations for them. And then they also have their own expectations for themselves, right? I'm sure Jason Tatum, I'm sure Jabari, you know, they were really talented high school and college players. They came to the NBA as one of, like, the top five picks in both of their draft. I think they're both number three in their draft. But, like, they had a lot of expectations to be the best player on their teams. And Jason Tatum, early in his career, had a lot of success where he, like, you know, got to the conference finals game against the Cleveland Cavaliers, and they went seven games, and he really competed against LeBron James. And then after that, they had a bunch of other conference finals runs, and then they made it to the finals in 2022 and lost to the Warriors. And that was a really hard time for Jason Tatum, too, where people were like, oh, he's a flop, he's a bum, he's this, he's that, because he just wasn't putting up the numbers that other people expected from him. But if you really look at his journey, like, he's only 26 years old, so he actually overachieved by getting to the finals this early in his career, making all those conference finals that early in his career, right? I'm pretty sure his rookie season they made it to the conference finals. It's like, that's really difficult to do at 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26 years old. And LeBron James, who is like 35, 36 now, made it to the NBA Finals a couple of years ago, and he was like 32, 33 years old. And he even talked about how difficult of a task that is. But I think another thing that I really loved about Jason Tatum's answer was, like, yo, There's going to be ups, there are going to be downs, and that's just a part of the journey. And the best thing you can do is enjoying all of it, right? And he also said there's a lot of lessons in those tough times, and I think that's, like, honestly really true. Now, obviously, a lot of us can't relate to NBA players because we're not in the NBA, but let's think about it from our, you know, real-life perspective, right? We all were young kids in elementary school, middle school, high school, where our parents had expectations for us to be 90 or 100 students, right? Or to be A or A-plus students, right? And, you know, we were all, like, kind of dealing with that. I know people who, like, suffered from depression or have, like, strained relationships with their family members because of that expectation that their parents set on them. And it's hard to live up to expectations of your family, right? I have a lot of people I'm, like, friends with or, like, coworkers who talk about, like, them being older simply and having to set the standard for the family, right? I have a lot of friends who are first generation in America, and they had to set the standard for the family, right? Because their parents came here from a country that wasn't, you know, as quote unquote good as America, right? Or I was didn't have as much freedom as America does, right? And their parents brought them here for them to have a better life, have a better education, and a lot of them feel the pressure of, like, ah, man, like, not only do I have to, you know, graduate high school and go to college and get my degree, I also have to have a job that is, you know, lasts a long time and also pays really well, right? And that's a lot of pressure. I will speak for myself. My parents never put too much pressure on what I want to do in life, but it was definitely times my parents wanted me to have really good grades in school. And there were some times where I was, like, felt pressure and felt worried. And I was, like, I was worried because I thought, oh, if I fail this class, if I fail this test, I'm failing my parents, or I'm disappointing my parents. And that was, like, really difficult to deal with. But then as you get older, you mature, you start to realize, like, yes, other people put expectations on you, but you don't necessarily have to follow them, right? It's your life. You can set your own standards. Now, in every episode, I love to ask you guys questions, right? It's called the Self Podcast. Like, obviously, it's because I'm just by myself, but also it's important for me to ask you guys to help you guys learn and do better and help improve your own selves. So my question to you guys is, do you feel pressure to live up to your own expectations, right? Not only expectations that you set for yourself, but expectations that other people set for you. I know we talked briefly about, you know, dealing with the pressures of your parents, but what expectations do you put on yourself, right? I know for me, as a content creator, I put a lot of pressure on myself to make sure all my videos sound perfect. I make sure all my things look perfect, right? But even today, I forgot one of my cameras at home, right? I brought the tripod for it. I brought, you know, extra batteries, all the things that I needed for the camera, but I didn't bring the camera. And do I feel like I failed myself? Not necessarily. Am I disappointed in myself? A little bit, but I know if I want to be better, I gotta remember to bring that camera, right? Now, obviously, that's a simple thing, but another expectation for myself is, like, honestly, like, making sure the things that I'm saying, the things I'm talking about, you know, have substance and also are, like, meaningful and impactful to people, right? And honestly, I don't know yet, right? I'm pre-recording a lot of these videos, and I don't know how people are going to take it. I don't know how good they're going to sound. And a lot of times when I get home and I edit these videos, I'm just, like, watching the video. I'm like, oh, I messed up on that word. Oh, you can't hear me in this point. Oh, I'm dealing with this. Oh, I'm dealing with that. All these people in the background. Oh, it's this. Oh, it's that. And it's like, I'm always worried, but I'm like, yo, these are my tough times. These are my times for me to learn. This is how I can improve myself, right? You know, another expectation I have for myself is, like, I eventually want to have my own talk show, right? But the only way I'm going to get there is by, you know, showcasing my talents and my capabilities to be able to lead a show, right? Which is why I'm doing this, just so I can, you know, even though right now, like today, I don't have a talk show, or at least I don't have a level of a talk show that I, you know, want to have when I'm older, right? I'm not on TV every single day, right? That's like a dream or a goal that I want to reach. But first, I have to start here, right? I have to start recording in the park by myself, you know, with no cameraman, and just, you know, make that grind and go through those ups and downs of this. But, you know, it's not easy, right? Like, there's days when I'm at home and if I don't record, or if I'm not, like, writing questions, or even when I'm out, like yesterday, I was out with some of my friends, and the whole time thinking, like, oh, man, I got to make sure I get this video done. Oh, I got to make sure I record this day. Oh, I got to do this. Yo, I got to do that. Yo, I got to do this. And I'm putting all these expectations on myself, right? Like, I really have my week scheduled out, right? Like, today's Wednesday. I gotta record. Tomorrow I gotta record again. Friday is gonna be raining, so I'm gonna stay in the house. I'll probably edit on Friday. Then Saturday I wanna go out again to go record, just in case the things I recorded previously didn't come out the way I wanted to. And then Sunday I wanna edit. Monday I wanna edit. Tuesday I gotta go. I'm going out with some people. And then it's like, I'm setting all these things up and I'm like, am I expecting too much for myself? Am I gonna burn myself out? And honestly, I don't know, but again, like, this is a part of my journey, and at this very moment and in these times, I just try to enjoy it. I'm like, look, even if this doesn't come out the way I expect it, right, even if I don't hit my own expectations, it's okay. I'm still trying. I'm still, you know, striving towards my goals. I think that's the most important thing. You can have expectations, you can have goals, you can do all these things, but just be okay with what just be okay with what the journey is, right? Just be okay with how things go. Things are not going to always be perfect, but that's okay. You're still trying. You're still going down the path. You're learning, right? Every opportunity is a moment to learn, right? And I truly believe in that. How should we set expectations for ourselves, right? I think for me personally, I like to set a lot of small goals and then eventually, I like to set a lot of small goals that lead to a big goal, right? Like my small goal this week is just to record. Let me record today. Let me record on Thursday. Let me record on Saturday. Whatever happens after that happens, right? If this recording comes out bad, it's okay. I still got tomorrow and I still got Saturday to do it. And I still have weeks after that to record them, right? Another small goal of mine is doing podcasting, right? Now, like I said, I want to have my talk show, right? But the only way I'm going to have a talk show is by showcasing my skills and my talents in this space. So let me start with a small goal. Let me have a podcast. Now, to make my podcast successful, I have to do Instagram clips. I have to record content weekly. I have to, you know, practice enunciating my words correctly. I have to, you know, be able to speak and talk and think in real time in the moment. But I also have to make sure I have a script, or at least I have an understanding of what I want to do, right? It's a lot of preparation I have to do, right? And all these things could lead to my big goal, but I just set little small ones, right? So for right now, it's just, you know, record as much as I can. I'm hoping to drop these in July. Well, if you're watching this, it's out now, but I hopefully drop this in July, drop them week by week by week. And then over time, I hope to build my audience. But then once I start to have an audience, I have to find out what they like and what they enjoy, and then keep those and start creating small goals along that. And then hope those small goals lead to a bigger goal of me having a bigger audience. And then my next big goal with that big audience will be to bring that big audience and show to a Netflix, a whatever, or whoever it may be at the time, to be like, hey, I have this amount of people that come and watch me every week on this show. I can bring these people to your platform. Let me lead my talk show. I just need, you know, this and this and this for my things to be better, right? I think another good way of setting goals or just helping yourself improve is just focus on yourself, right? Focus on what you can do, right? Again, like I said, eventually I want to get a videographer to help me, you know, improve and make this better and make this process a little bit easier for myself. But I also have to understand what I want this podcast to be, right? I have to understand how I want this podcast to do. How I want this podcast to improve. How do I do that? I record these episodes. I watch. I edit. I really pay attention to all the little mistakes I do, right? The last time I was at this park, the sound was really bad, right? Like, you can hear a lot of the cars. Today, I did some things to make sure that the sound doesn't get picked up too much by the cars. It still might. But now I've learned some things to, you know, in the editing process to help maybe condense that noise over there and focus on my voice only, right? When it comes to, like, this is a self podcast, this is a self help podcast, and obviously I'm not a therapist. That's one thing I need to put out in the world. I'm not a therapist, guys. I am just a guy that, I don't know, who's experienced a lot, had a lot of different conversations, learned from a lot of different people, you know, just focused on myself long enough to, you know, come up, but I guess have some level of wisdom, which sounds crazy to say about myself. Like, I honestly don't view myself as a wise man, but, you know, I just have knowledge of a lot of different things, but from I didn't fully feel comfortable, you know, doing this podcast without me having some outside resources. So I started to read more things about self-help, about self-care, self-improvement, right? I'm reading all these different books. I'm watching all these different podcasts to learn to get better at this craft. And it kind of goes back to the small goals thing, right? Like, you're not going to be able to go from, let's say we're talking about basketball, right? You're not going to be able to go from, you know, the worst player on your basketball team to Jason Tatum. Like, there's a lot of steps in between that. But you can go from being the worst player on your team to the most energetic on the court, right? You can go from being the guy with all the energy to the best rebounder. You can go from being the best rebounder to the best defender. You can go from the best defender to being the best passer. You can go from being from the best passer to the best shooter. You can go from being the best shooter to the best dribbler. You can go from the best dribbler to the best player, right? Like, you just have to set all these small goals, accomplish all these small things, get improve on all skill sets, right? I think sometimes, and I know myself, we may become too narrow-minded, right? We may become too extreme focused on one thing, right? Like, again, when it comes to me with this, I enjoy editing. I like to learn different editing styles and things, but I don't really know too much about cameras, which is why I want to get a videographer. But for me to be able to communicate with the videographer about what I want, I have to understand the camera, I have to understand the setups, I have to understand all the things. So, again, like, you just have to go through that process and learn and get better and improve. Now, what are the best ways to, you know, focus on your own self-improvement? I will say for myself, it's really just reflecting, right? I love self-reflecting. I love looking back at the things I accomplished or have done before, right? I had another podcast before this, and I honestly every so often go back and watch an episode maybe from a year ago, a couple months ago, even sometimes like a couple weeks ago. And I'll just, like, listen to myself and, like, see, like, okay, how did I ask that question? Okay, how did I not say that word? Okay, where's my energy at? Okay, should my energy be higher or, you know, more energy in it? Should I be more relaxed and chill, right? Should I avoid burping in the middle of me talking? How often am I saying How often am I, you know, mispronouncing a word, right? Like, I'm focused on the little things. And to me, it makes it easier and better for me, right? Because it's like, okay, like, I'm aware of the things that I'm doing wrong or things that I need to work on. Now, the next time I come out and do it, let's make sure I do it the right way. And even if I mess up, it's okay, right? Like Jason Tatum said, no one is perfect, right? We're all going to have ups and downs. But if you're aware of your mistakes or if you're aware of your downs, you can then start to focus and be like, okay, this is how I can fix those things, right? Like, I know when it came to me enunciating words wrong, I think a big part of that was that I wasn't really reading as often as I used to. So a lot of the words that I learned as I got older, especially, I would say from like middle school to high school, it was just more from me. It was more from me listening to other people talk and be like, oh, that's how they said the word, right? But I know this is like a funny one, but my mom, she always says Pacific instead of specific. And for my whole life, I've been saying Pacific, and I know it was wrong because I know the Pacific Ocean is a whole different thing, but because I'm so used to hearing my mom say it, and I didn't really see the word in text often, right, whether it was text messages or in a book, that I just was like, oh, I guess it's just spelled this way. And then I started reading, like, not too long ago. I mean, guys, I know how to read. I didn't read often enough, but I started reading more, and I would see the word Pacific all the time, or specific. Let's see, it happened again. I would see the word specific all the time, and I'd be like, yeah, what is this word? And then I went on Google, typed it, and I was like, this is how you spell it. I am 25 years old, and I just realized this is how the word is spelled. And then that was the day when I was like, okay, yeah. Not only do I need to read, I need to pay attention to every word that I know just from me hearing it, right? But since then, I correct myself and have improved my own vocabulary in time, but I've seen a change when I'm speaking to certain people, right? Like, I'll use certain words and they're like, where did that come from? And I'm like, I just be reading, bro. Like, that's just like how I am now, right? But it makes me feel good because it's like, yo, I can see myself progressing. I see myself getting better. You know, I always relate things back to basketball because that's the sport that I played while I was growing up. But when I was early on in basketball, I was a guy that couldn't dribble, couldn't really shoot, barely could make layups, but I was strong, I was athletic, so I was able to rebound the ball. Then by the time I got to 8th grade high school, I understood how to play defense well enough to be one of the better defenders in my team. And I was, like, that was my role on my high school team. My coach literally from the last, like, let's say it's the last 4 minutes of the game and it's a tight game, one of my teammates are going back and forth. One of us is on offense, one of us is on defense. Anytime our team's going back on defense, he calls timeout, I'm getting in the game. We're going back on offense, there's a turnover, they call you out the game, the offensive player is back in the game, right? And post-high school, I've tried to improve my offense, right? Like, it was a little demoralizing for me to be on a basketball team and my coach to take me out when it's offense. So it was time for us to be on offense, it was time for us to score, because it's like, damn, like, you trust me enough to play defense, but you don't trust me enough to take the ball to the other side of the court. I'm like, this is like, it sucked. But as an adult now, I've worked on my jump shot. I pay attention to all the things and mechanics of my own jump shot. And now I got to the point where I feel really confident in my jump shot, right? And it's just like little things like that. Like, and I'm the same thing when it comes to this podcasting content creation, right? If there's something little that I do that I don't like, I make a mark of it and I'm like, okay, next time let's not do this, right? And there's probably something today that I do, right? Whether it's me being bothered by my water bottle and the speaker being here, or just me realizing like, hey, maybe recording next to a highway is just not a good idea at all, right? This is my third attempt at doing this. If I can't get it this time, I'm gonna just assume this park is probably not for this type of video. But you know, something that is new that I have definitely improved on, recording outside. This whole entire time, I've not been too worried about the people who are walking around me, right? I think I probably mentioned on the first video, if I didn't cut it out, the first episode of this podcast, that I was seeing people walk by and it was bothering me. And you'll probably see either in this video or in any other videos, especially from outside, you'll see my eye line kind of move where I'm like looking around. It's because people are walking by. Or there might be moments where you see me cut this to another conversation, to the next question, and it's because either someone came by and I got a little insecure about what I was saying, or I just lost focus for a moment. But that's a part of my improvement, right? I have to get used to and get comfortable being in this environment, right? If I want to do this podcast, if I want to do this show, if I want to do it here, I have to be comfortable talking in public and not caring about what's going on around me. And I've taken that mindset not only in content curation, not only in a basketball court, but in life, right? Anything you want to do in life, you don't have, like, it doesn't matter what other people do or think of it, right? Other people are going to have expectations for you, right? That's how we started this whole show. Other people are going to have expectations, but that's okay. It does not matter. It matters about what your expectations are, right? It only matters if you improve. If you feel like you're improving and you feel like your expectations for yourself aren't too high or low, that's good. And I think, you know, obviously I said set small goals, but they don't always have to be easy goals either, right? You can set difficult goals for yourself, right? Like, I remember early on when I had my first podcast, my goal was to get to 100 subscribers. On my Lunch Street Boys podcast, we got to 75, and then my personal one had 68, but neither of them hit 100. But you know what I realized one day? I was sitting down, and I was looking at both of the accounts, and I was like, oh, I did hit 100. Now, they're on two different channels, but I hit 100. I actually hit more than 100, and I didn't realize because I was looking for that 1000, right? And reality is like, no, you hit that number. It just wasn't in the way that you were expecting. I think another thing was like my views on my other podcast, right? We would only hit between like 30 to 70 something views per episode, and you know, we had a couple episodes that surpassed 70. I think we had two or three that hit 100 or something, but I always felt insecure when people be like, oh, how many views did you get? And I'll be like 30 or whatever. But that's 30 concurrent viewers every single week. No matter what our gap was, people still kept coming back. And then I accumulated all of the numbers from all the views, not only just on the videos, but also on the clips. And I realized, I'm like, oh, like, I've actually, on all these social media platforms and on YouTube, I've surpassed 100,000 views on this thing. And I'm like, whoa, that is a crazy number to think. And then, you know, on the audio side of it, right, they have downloads, right? And I often don't really check the audio stats just because I put too much effort into the visual part of it. But then I realized, I'm like, yo, we have 1,000 downloads. 1,000 different people download this podcast. So when we just start thinking about life like that, it's like, yes, you can set a big goal for yourself, but also look at it with a wide lens, right? So you can have a certain goal, right? Like, I remember when I was in 8th grade, I went to be a gym teacher, and I was like, yeah, that's what I'm going to do when I grow up. And then I got to college, and I started, you know, taking some classes to, you know, get my degree in physical education. And I honestly didn't really enjoy it, but I also felt like, oh, damn, like, I kind of failed, or I didn't achieve it since I, you know, dropped out of school. And now I'm teaching fitness class with some young students, and I'm like, oh, wait. Obviously, I'm not a traditional gym teacher, but I'm teaching fitness to young kids. I'm giving them grades. I have curriculums. I have lesson plans. And I'm like, oh, I'm already there. It just wasn't in the way that I was expecting it. And I think that's a part of what Jason Taylor was telling Jabari Smith Jr. You don't realize, you know, or you won't know what your life is going to look like in 10 years, 5 years, 6 years. But that's why you just enjoy the journey that you're on. Because eventually, no matter what it is, it'll come to fruition, right? You'll accomplish whatever goals you set for yourself. It just may not be in the way that you expect it. And I think that's important. That's an important part of setting expectations for yourself, right? Don't set something that's too specific, right? Obviously, if you feel like you can achieve something that's, you know, like a, whether it's a small or big goal that is like something really specific you want to do, like, obviously, you know, set that goal for yourself. But sometimes your expectations just could be, I'm going to do a talk show. This is my talk show. And if I don't get past this level of podcasting, it's okay. Because in a way, I still did the talk show that I wanted. Now, was it successful? Was it on TV? Maybe not, but it's okay. I still did it. I think another way of viewing, you know, setting expectations for yourself is looking at it with, look at it in a realistic sense, right? I think as a young age, a lot of us dream really big. And then when we don't reach the goal, we feel like we failed. But if you set a realistic goal, let's say you are looking for a new job and you don't know where you want to go, but you have expectations that, you know, at this point, at this age, I want to have this type of job. Go apply to jobs in that field. You know, life is not just one path. There's so many ways to get to one goal. You just have to try and just find the one that works best for you. So to end the show, I want to leave you guys with a question, whether you guys want to answer in the comments down below or if you want to text me personally on Instagram. But what are some expectations you have for yourself, right? And how are you going to set them? I think we talked about a lot of different ways of setting those expectations for yourself, whether you have like a realistic goal, like, you know, you can set a bunch of small things, a lot of small goals to get to that thing, or something that's realistic, something that you know you can reach, you can accomplish, just so you can build that confidence to where you want to go. Again, like I said, like for me, I really like the small goals thing. I think it's probably cliche to hear or to say, but it's true. Like, setting small goals not only builds confidence, but it helps you get to where you want to go. And I think another thing that we should all listen to, especially from, what Jason Tatum said is especially just enjoying the journey, right? Like, you'll accomplish the things you accomplish, and the things you don't accomplish, it's okay. Just over time, you'll learn yourself more. You'll improve in some type of capacity. And at the end, you'll reach a goal. You'll reach a moment in your life where you realize, oh, okay, this is really what I expect from myself, or this is what I can expect from myself, right? Like I said, if you self-reflect like I do, you'll know, okay, these are things that I'm usually good at. These are things I'm usually bad at, okay? If I want to improve at the things that I'm bad at, let me do them the way that I do what I'm doing, or let me take it or handle it the same way that I handle the things that I'm good at. So like when it comes to me with basketball, I know the more that I work, the more that I practice, the more that I focus on the small things that I do, the better the outcome of all of it becomes, you know? So if it's something I'm bad at, like for example, when it comes to me with cameras, yo, let me just keep recording and doing different kind of content with different type of content with cameras, and eventually I'll reach the goal that I want to with this podcast. And even if I don't reach, you know, the skill set or to the expectations that I have for myself with the cameras or with content creation, it's okay, because I can teach someone else some of my skills, and then they can either help me get better or I can help them get better. And either way, I still improved. So yeah, just, you know, comment down below, what are your expectations for yourself and how do you want to reach them? But yeah, man, I enjoyed this episode. I hope you guys did as well. Make sure you guys leave a like down below, subscribe to the channel. And again, please, please, please comment. I love hearing from you guys. But yeah, this is your boy Discovery Day. This is the Self Podcast, and I'll see you guys on the next one. Deuces.